Hello, everyone. Welcome to the October 11th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for October 11th to October 18th and beyond? The week starts off with a new moon on Monday, October 12th, at 25 degrees Virgo. This new moon begins the Hindu lunar month of Ashvina, named for the nakshatra Ashvini, the lunar sign of the October 27th full moon. Ashvini occupies the first 13 degrees of the solar sign Aries. Ashvini is the first nakshatra of the lunar zodiac and is considered auspicious, good for initiating things, good for new beginnings. And, for once, neither the new moon nor the full moon is blemished by negative influences. So we have, finally, a good lunar month for activities, projects, travel, and so on. There are two planetary patterns that are in play this week. In fact, both will be exact on the same day, Saturday, October 17th. The first of these is the conjunction of Mars and Jupiter. I've been talking about, and we've all been experiencing, the effects of Mars with Jupiter for the past few weeks. Mars is an aggressive energy, impatient for results. Jupiter is the planet of confidence and optimism and faith. Both being together in the sign Leo, the sign of leaders and governments, has been giving people in positions of power the confidence to make risky moves. Most notably, Russian President Putin's new bombing campaign in Syria. Mars is, of course, the planet of war. Jupiter is the energy of increase. Although the exact conjunction is at the end of the week, the energy will be obvious all week long. Since Mars is a very assertive planet, and Jupiter is the planet of beliefs, this combination will bring a lot of fuel to the political fire this week, just in time for the Democrats' candidate debate on Tuesday. On the same day that Mars and Jupiter come together, Venus will be exactly opposite to Neptune. Venus is the planet of appearances. Neptune is the planet of dreams and illusions. This combination of energies produces events that can range from mere fantasy entertainment right on through to total deception. Being in self-centric Leo, this pattern can also lead to self-deception, self-aggrandizement. The energy pattern will be in play all week, but is strongest at the end of the week. All three planets will be visible in the eastern sky before sunrise. Venus is the brightest and is the most elevated from the horizon. Mars and Jupiter are fainter and can be seen below Venus. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.